This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's that time of the year. The lights are bright, the bands are loud, high school football is back, and so is the Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show.
All right, it is dump time back in the Palatio Odyssey Worldwide Headquarters, Philadelphia edition, the first time in a while. I've been in the Dom Dome Summer White House, and the Dom Dome Convention Center Summer White House. All good spots, but nothing like being here, and Dan is at the helm today. Oh, my God. It's a rusty
crash.
Andrew's here. He's the subject of today's side question, which we'll get to. It's when you arrive and when you're the subject of the side question, I just saw this just before we came on Twitter. This guy, we have a guy mad that ICE is apprehending someone while they're distracted. He decides to tow their ICE vehicle. They hunted him down. They've got him. He faces up to 10 years in jail. Can you imagine a guy, the judge saying, you decided to tow the ICE vehicle? They're all got out. They're jumping on the guy. They're handcuffing a guy. And he decides, I'm going to tow them. That'll show them. You know, the tow truck has markings on it, phone numbers, and everything else. This guy's got to go to jail for quite a bit. My God, towing an ICE truck. Yeah, welcome back, Dan. The numbers, at least that I see now in Chicago, it's upwards of 59 shot, 9 killed. And two were mass shootings. If that doesn't qualify as a crisis, what does? And this, our buddy Scott Jennings is right. This is no longer 80-20 issue. This is a 90-10. The 10 are just outright progressives. The rest are saying, yeah, that is a crisis. You got to simmer this down in Chicago. The only fear I have in Chicago, I think Chicago is so out of control, they might open fire on the National Guard, some of these gangs. That's how, and now that is an insurrection. That's how out of control this is. So will Trump actually do something there? I would predict he will. It may not be massive. It may not be like Washington. It'll probably take a different form. What about Philadelphia? Well, I think we're down on the pecking list, but here is, let's start with the mayor of Chicago. This guy, Brandon Johnson. Man, Chicago, the Obamas, the Chicago 7, the, what was the guy's name that was a friend of the Obamas, the radical?
With the brother who's an agent? Is that who you're talking about?
No, Bill Alder. Oh. It used to be Dan
Obama
on the tip.
Friend, Chicago, yeah. Bill.
Yeah, it used
Bill
to.
Bill Ayers?
Bill Ayers.
Okay.
It used to be on the tip of all of our tongues in talk radio because of how radical this is and how he befriended that.
I was thinking Rahm Emanuel. Sorry about that.
Rahm Emanuel is a good politician. I mean, I don't agree with him, but he knows what he's doing. The Reverend Jeremiah Wright. The chickens have come home to roost. He said that 5 days after 3,000 Americans were killed on 9/11.
America's chickens are coming home to roost.
I mean, excellent speaker. That was in church. Imagine that sermon. Wow. Telling you that Americans killed, that's our chickens coming home to roost because of all the wrong things that we have done. That was the Obama pastor. So Chicago is wild, but this guy... Mayor Brandon yesterday wound up on Labor Day talking about how they're going to defend this land, Chicago, that was, he alleges, created by slaves and indigenous people. Here's the mayor of Chicago.
Are you prepared to defend this land that was built by slaves, a land that was built by indigenous people, a land that is built by workers? Are you prepared to defend this land? The people united will always prevail. I need you all to stand firm, to stand strong. If this president decides to continue to break this Constitution.
All right. So, yeah, he went on to talk about it. So how are they going to stand strong against ICE? Now, the thing that I saw yesterday, Labor Day, labor unions getting rounded up, fascism. Everybody, it's on their word, fascism. We have to fight Trump. That's what it's about. Kristi Noem yesterday revealed that America works for Americans again. 100% of all new job gains have gone to U.S. citizens, and 2.5 million Americans are back at work since January. Under Biden, 88% of all jobs went to foreign-born workers, many illegal. Meanwhile, DHS reforms have saved taxpayers over $13.2 billion. Here's the thing. The labor unions again yesterday, rallying, and then they talk about ICE and illegal immigration and people in the workforce. I just can't believe the rank and file, other than the SEIU, unions like that, maybe the teachers' unions. I don't believe that's their sentiment. I believe these are proud, patriotic Americans. They're forced to show up for this nonsense. You know, people check to see if they were there. There's problems if they're not. Are they really crying yesterday on Labor Day? Because illegal immigrants, 1.2 million may have self-deported or been deported, and the numbers that are out of the workforce. Is that not a good thing for labor? All right, now speaking of Democrats and labor and things of this nature, I'm fascinated by what's happened in the SEPTA thing and, of course, how Democrats are reacting to it. Uber, which for a long time in Philadelphia was banned. When they first were in downtown Philadelphia, there were cops out there on horses surrounding Uber drivers, if you remember, because of yellow cab. Now it's a fact of life. They are willing to tax your ride. I think it would be the 6% sales tax. If the state legislature for SEPTA, that money would go. Some say it could be over $200 million a year, dedicated fund. What they want is their workers not to be seen as employees, but independent contractors. I wish Bill were here. I mean, Bill drove Uber. Dan didn't, I didn't, certainly.
Yeah.
Andrew, you don't look like an Uber driver. You haven't done that,
he
right?
He does look like an Uber driver.
You think so? Yeah, he'd be a friendly Uber driver.
Is that supposed to, like, what?
Yeah. Why are you making a squeaky voice there? What are you doing?
I'm genuinely confused. I'm completely taken off guard. You look like an Uber driver.
If you were an Uber driver, I would say, okay.
You'd be comfortable as a passenger?
I'd be comfortable
as a passenger. All right, okay. Yes, I appreciate the compliment.
I wouldn't be.
Exactly.
I get in the car with you, dude.
Well, if I'm the driver, as soon as you look over and see the 2 feet, then you're going to feel comfortable.
My kids love driving me.
Did you know that? Did I drive with 2 feet?
How old are your kids, Andrew?
You drive with 2 feet.
Oh, yes.
I do. I know some people that drive with 2 feet.
Thank you very much.
When I first started driving, my dad was teaching me. My mom taught me most of the time. But when my dad taught me the first time, I tried driving with both feet. And he was like, stop the car, pull over.
Yeah, he slapped you on the wrist.
Gave me a pep, like
that's
a locker room speech.
I'm going to report that man to Dyfus.
I don't know if you heard, but while you were talking, Andrew did mention his kids drive with 2 feet.
How
old are your kids? Like
four? Basically two and three.
Now, that's good parenting. So here's what Uber's offering.
They kick the back of my seat with both feet. That's what they do.
You can put the sales tax on, but these people that drive will be treated gig economy. And the Democrats are all against that, even though many times it's to the benefit of a person not to be seen as the employee, but as an independent contractor. And I would argue, you know, Uber doesn't seem to have regular schedules or whatever. People flood the streets like New Year's Eve. You can make a lot of money. It seems to be pretty fluid. I don't know. I need to hear from some Uber drivers. Do you consider yourself to be an employee or independent contractor? You do this essentially when you want. I'm sure there's some rules you have to follow and all that. So here's the solution to SEPTA. Why are Democrats against it? They don't like people being independent contractors. They want everybody to be seen as an employee because they're going to try to organize them, Josh Shapiro, into unions. That's why. It's a gig economy. I mean, I think it's freelance somewhat. I'm sure they have a general code and all that that goes with it. But bottom line, aren't these independent contractors? So if they can keep that designation, which they don't have now, under Pennsylvania law, they're employees. They're willing to trade that to be a dedicated fund every year for SEPTA shenanigans. Some guesstimates are a sales tax on that would be $200 million in Pennsylvania. I think that's a pretty good deal. You're solving everything. You're not bothering anybody, although if you use Uber, you are. And they get what they want, gig economy, which I think is better. And the SEPTA thing really has taken a turn here, where this ruling of the judge, George Baquetto, who we had on last week, really making a dent. The test will be the Eagles game to see what happens, to see how that plays out. And football-wise, we were kidding about Belichick, but it's pretty sad. Doesn't Belichick listen to anybody? I mean, I don't care who he's with. That woman is insufferable. But on the sidelines, as you're being massacred, can you imagine Tom Brady laughing at him? Oh, my God. And some of the others, is he completely lost it? Because TCU is not a powerhouse. They're okay to murder you like this.
I feel like at some point, though, like you get to a point in your life where maybe the, the girl overvalue anything else, you know? Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't find her.
Has he spent his entire career getting to this point so he can achieve a girl like that?
But I don't find her to be all that, A, and B, you talk about high maintenance. Oh, my God, she's the definition of it.
Well, that's the thing.
She's probably the one who put him up to coaching in college.
Oh, I'm sure there's some.
And the thing is, too, and me and Dan were talking about this before we turned the mics on. It's like, why North Carolina? That's not... It's not even close to being a football school.
Well, and she trademarked something. I think it was Gold Digger or something like that. She trademarked something.
Oh, my gosh.
They trademarked. Yeah, something just to be in your face, they trademarked.
So during his 24-season tenure with the Patriots, Belichick earned over $200 million.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's not enough for this.
Apparently.
Get back to work.
That's the highest number of points. If you scored 30 on Belichick, I mean, he may lose a game, but he cares about the defense.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, Dan, you were right. That guy had a shattered leg, the backup quarterback who came in. He couldn't even walk. He had a metal From his hip all the way down. He puts him in, so he's 24 now, her age.
I don't know how you think. Were you watching it and thinking the same thing I was when you were watching Gio Lopez, the starting quarterback? Because when I tuned in, it was just after, just before the guy throws a pick six, then he fumbles it for a fumble six, and then he just looks completely dejected, like he's given up on the game, almost like it looked like it was his call to pull himself out of the game at that point.
It did look like it.
Right? Yeah. And I was just thinking to myself, what kind of pushover has Bill Belichick become where he is a player that gives up in the middle of a game? It's freaking nuts. And he chose this guy as his QB1? I think she must have chose him as a QB1.
And he doesn't storm over and take over for the defensive coach.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if that were the Patriots, what he might do. Boy. Well,
and that's the thing. It's like his whole situation with the Patriots. The Patriots were the most prepared defensive team.
Right,
you could take the Spygate thing, and you know you want to talk about it. The preparation that Patriots team was always ready for. They looked like they had just gotten there at the game and had no idea what they were doing.
This is a sad, sad situation. But again, this woman's so insufferable. If we did on the side question, someone you love to hate, you hate them, but you can't get enough of seeing it to let that out. She's one of them. She's Meghan Markle, budding, and now Markle's still worse.
Oh yeah.
But is Bill Belichick Prince Harry now? Is he that bad? Has it gotten to that point?
I think he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Streeteasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Streeteasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Give me the foursome, we'll go out. Okay, let me give you the side. Ooh. It's a high honor when you're inducted into the club here that we take your name I don't even think we've ever done Dan because we don't know there's enough Dans.
Oh, come on. There's enough Dans.
I'm sure there are.
There was Lieutenant Dan, yeah. You know, then after that. We
and then Lieutenant Daniels, who I think actually won when we did it.
Okay.
Remember Lieutenant Daniels from The Wire?
I didn't know we did it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's right.
Dan Marino.
Right, so Cedric Daniels, yeah.
We're going to make this as broad as possible. It can be an Andy, an Andrew.
Ooh.
Real or fictional. I have even a French one. It can be an Andrea. I'm trying to think of the most famous Andrea. That's similar.
Oh, I know
I'm
one.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't want to take yours off, so you go
okay.
first.
I'm going to take Andre the Giant
oh,
off.
That's
French.
Great one. That's a good one.
And I'm going to take, I love the way that guy says it, if you find that in a clip, Andy Dufresne.
Dufresne.
Yeah, that. All right, Dan, how about yours?
I'm going to take two from the same show. You know what? Yeah. Actually, never mind. It's okay. Angela, not yeah. Andrea. Angela Martin from The Office. But how about Andy Bernard from The Office, the really annoying
there
Cornell graduate?
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. And what was her name? Erin Andrews. What happened to Erin Andrews?
She's
horrible.
Is she still around?
I think she's still working for ESPN, I think.
Probably.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's kind of sad because it sounds like ever since that peephole situation, she's kind of like disappeared, and it's sad because she's a victim.
Yeah, she's still on a big broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good to know. Yeah.
All right.
Well, so yesterday, you and I, Dom, were talking about this. We mentioned two people, but I want to switch a little out of the box. And I thought of this last night when I was talking about it with my wife. Hurricane Andrew.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
1992, yeah. Category 5 hurricane struck the Bahamas, Florida, and Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
It was considered the most powerful hurricane to hit the continental United States in 25 years. Hurricane Irma recently passed it as far as wind power and speed and everything like that. But according to what I read, Hurricane Andrew was the most costly, as far as dollars are concerned, destructive
something
hurricane.
Something to strive for, destruction.
Right.
It's a
thing to aim for.
Yeah, exactly right.
$27.3 billion in damages a Hurricane Andrew caused in August of 1992.
You can get in on that. Just one tip of the hat, if she's listening, she can call in today. And you did a good job yesterday, Andrew, getting her on with like a minute left.
Yeah, it was close.
And Dan wasn't there yesterday. He was doing something else on Labor Day. But she reminded us, Dan, that you and I were on Labor Day last year. We saw the Kamala Harris people, who never got put in jail for it, taking at SEPTA the Eagles motif, and putting Kamala Harris in there in an Eagles uniform.
Yeah, that's right.
And Linda Kearns was at her desk, like the back phone rang, and she was on it instantly. And Joe, I think it was Joe in South Philly, ended up on the Jesse Waters show because he papered over the Kamala Harris stuff. The people that did they ever go to jail? Destruction of property, vandalism, impersonating an eagle? No. They did not, as far as we know. But again, Scott Presler is on today.
Ooh.
It just revived what Linda Kearns does and what Scott Presler do, and they continue to do it. And I'm glad she called in 1 year ago yesterday.
YouTube.com/@12NWPHT. We got some footage of that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Some Inquirer reporter talking about it.
Yeah, and we're like the Eagles of all things. Can you imagine? All right.
Then you've probably seen what looks like endorsements from the Philadelphia Eagles for Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Now, there's just one problem. They're not real. The Philadelphia Eagles have denied any involvement with these ads, which have appeared on bus shelters from Center City to Penn's campus in West Philadelphia up to North Philadelphia.
That's Philadelphia Inquirer there.
Okay. All right, coming up, your calls. Jack Chittorelli at 1:30 today. Scott Presler joining, and Dave McCormick. Also, coming up, how much is Ilhan Omar? What is her net worth? And how does that play out with Mikey Sherrill, who says her net worth is $7 million, but she doesn't know anything about it? She lets the husband handle that, yet she wants to be governor of Jersey. And maybe they ought to tag Macy in to run for governor then. I mean, she handles that. Yeah, Mikey
what she
Sherrill.
Needs is more stress.
Yeah, I don't know anything. Yeah. I mean, how is a woman, particularly in this day and age, able to say that, get away with it? Ilhan Omar said she wasn't a millionaire. Wait until you hear how much she's really worth. Straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
There's no need to wait. The time is always right at Colonial Hyundai. John Ashdale, the car czar from Colonial Hyundai, has over 200 vehicles in stock, including new Palisades, Konas, and Tucsons, each coming with 3 years complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance. We understand that everyone's needs, budgets, and challenges are different, but here at Colonial Hyundai, we take the stress out of buying a new car. Big trade incentives and the best financing in the business, no matter your credit, with rates as low as 0%. Plus, we streamline the buying process so you can be in and out of our dealership in no time without any unnecessary hassle or waiting. So why wait? Shop us online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com or visit us on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai.
0% financing applies to select 2024 new Hyundai models. 6,500 for your trade, not available on EVs. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details.
Stop buying gold online. Edelman's Coins is the Philadelphia area's largest buyer and seller of gold and silver bullion. Family owned for 99 years, Edelman's Coins has continued to provide ultra-competitive pricing paired with unparalleled customer service. With transparent buy-sell spreads, you know you will always get a fair deal. When buying or selling bullion or coins, think Edelman's Coins. Call 215-572-6480 or visit edelmanscoins.com.
Hi, this is Larry Steinhaus, and I want to let you know that I buy houses. I buy houses from people that may be a tired landlord, maybe somebody who's having trouble selling their house, or maybe someone who needs to sell their house quickly. Well, all you need to do is call 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137, and I promise to answer the phone and help you with your situation. That's right, your house may be cluttered. It may be a house that a relative left you, or it may just be a house you just want to get rid of. 855-939-1137.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-586-4040. 800-586-4040. 800-586-4040.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-525-7718. 800-525-7718. 800-525-7718.
It's time to take action and take charge of your finances by saving more and spending with purpose. First Harvest Credit Union is here to help empower your financial goals. Open our growth checking account and earn as high as 2% annual percentage yield while earning more and enjoying flexible access to funds. Visit firstharvestcu.com/growthchecking or your nearest branch to open your account or to get details. First Harvest Credit Union, empowering members to do more for 85 years. Membership restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Now, you can listen to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the iHeartRadio app.
It is dump time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Jack Cetarelli at 1:30 today. A lot to talk about. Polling indicates he might be down 6-7 points. The same poll said last month, down 21. And independence, he's winning over by 6 percentage points over Mikey Sherrill. How much is Ilhan Omar, what is her net worth? Now it's been released, she admits, to as much as upward to $30 million. Now, if we ever did the all-time, I think one of the greatest top five values to me, it's after hard work, I would admit. is gratitude, a person who is grateful. And of course, if that's one of the highest values, where is ingratitude? So here's someone lifted out of a refugee camp, comes to the United States, plops down in a community that is full of Somali refugees, which helps her to get into office and stay in office. And she attacks this country relentlessly, and yet now is worth upwards of $30 million, according to official reports put out. $30 million, not a million, not a couple million, $30 million. Now, there are some stock exchanges and the like. Her income, or her total net worth, from 1 year to the year, here it is. The disclosure filed in May shows that the squad lawmaker and her husband experience a roughly 3,500% increase in net worth last year compared to 2023. Wow. What did they discover? A gold mine, an oil well in the back of the house? 3,500% increase. Think about that. I mean, what would you have to bet on FanDuel or something like that, that Dan Borowski would run the mile in under 3 minutes?
Yeah, no.
To get a 3,500% increase. It's just stunning, this ingrate. Washington Post reporting, they say, despite the antipathy toward Trump and ICE. Big article. Dan, you might be able to see if you can get it. They're blocking me now, but I memorized it before they could block me. That they say, who are the people showing up? A former MMA fighter. Sam Orpiza, report to your office. You want to be with ICE? A former Marine. A former cop who was pretty high up. They say thousands reported to the Career Expo for ICE just last week. Thousands. I don't know if Philly ICE, and remember, so what's the lesson here? ICE is under fire more than the cops. Can Philadelphia take a lesson from this? Now, look, I recognize they're not going to have the money, maybe, that the big, beautiful bill gave, you know, that upwards of $50,000, although you're probably not going to get a $50,000 signing bonus. There's a lot that goes with that. But don't you think places like Philadelphia, which is still not recruiting cops, would be taking lessons from this and would realize what you might be able to do or try to do to get more police officers? Glowing by the Washington Post. They're the ones that say it. They don't say some misfits are showing up. Where do I get my 50,000? I want to be with ICE. They're talking about they're actually able to pull in qualified people that want to be ICE agents. That's pretty good stuff. All right. Yesterday we did Signs of the Apocalypse. Is this one of them? This is cut 14. Here is Morning Joe. Morning Joe himself attacking Democrats in Chicago over the Labor Day weekend. They gave Trump exactly what he wants. Cut 14.
The concern is you have leaders in Chicago that see this. As you say, we've been reading about this for years now, every weekend, and maybe crime has gone down. But, you know, we had the mayor of Chicago on last week saying, oh, we don't need any more police officers. Police officers aren't the answer. No police officers. And, you know, I think he said no five times. You look what's happening this weekend. You look so, you know, I actually think that J.B. Pritzker should do something radical. I think he should pick up the phone, call the president, and say, you know, and I know you don't have the constitutional authority to deploy the National Guard here and to police my. You can do that in D.C. You can't do that in Chicago. But let's partner up. These are the most dangerous parts of my state. We would love to figure out how to have a partnership that's constitutional, that respects the sort of balance of federalism between the federal government and the state government. And let's work together to save lives. Because right now, just the, hey, nothing to see here moving along. No problem here. Hey, Donald Trump, we don't need you. And, you know, the mayor talking about we're going to protect people's dignity in our city will protect their lives. That's protecting their dignity. You know, it would be radical for us to figure out a way to actually do what I've been saying from the very beginning on Washington, and that is seeing politicians creating partnerships that protect their people. Yeah.
All right. That's not going to happen, Joe. You know it, and I know it. That's not what the game is. I think they think there would be less for Pritzker in that than it is the embarrassment, the clear crisis that's gone on, the numbers that are shocking. I'm not sure if Chicago is the most dangerous city in the country, but I think it's 1, 2, or 3. And perceptually, in some neighborhoods, parts of the South Side, apparently, it is the most dangerous. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your calls. Hit us with that all-time Andy, Andre, Andrea, something of that vein, and make your case. Tell us why that's the one that you chose. Jack Cetarelli, 1:30 today. As I said, this Washington Post article talks about the fact that the people showing up, thousands, for a career expo for ICE. Can the police learn something from this? Can they say, hey, in their budget, we're going to have to up this, we're going to have to do this, signing bonuses, something? I would even say this, you know, big mouth talking. Put me in charge of that. Put Dan in charge of that with us. We'll recruit more people than they will. We go to the public, we're going to say, this is what we identified, this is what we need, this is what we're going to do. It's a decision. Are you going to spend the money over here? Or are you going to recruit more cops? Are you going to back them? Or is it harder to recruit cops in Philadelphia because of Larry Krasner than it is recruiting ICE agents nationally? In other words, are these progressive alleged prosecutors so damaging, so fearful what they may go after with cops, that it's easier to be an ICE agent? An ICE agent, you got guys towing your vehicle. Imagine this guy saying, oh, yeah, you're arresting that guy. I'm going to tow your vehicle.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD for footage.
Oh, God. Yeah. By the way, was it the L.A. police? Oh, here it goes. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let me dump that one there.
Yeah. Can you imagine this guy, though? Yeah. This guy, I'm going to tow your vehicle.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I think it was the L.A. police, or at least it was on the West Coast. They have a new device where they fire it at a fleeing vehicle, and it tears off the axle. They tear it off the axle on the left-hand side. Yeah.
That's kind of impressive, like a giant net?
It looks like a fire hose, and it wraps around, and it pulls it. And instantly, it stopped it, and the car did not really, you know, go out of control, that I could say. And it stopped it. So
it's impressive. It's
an impressive invention. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, here's a guy being perp walked away now from a...
Yeah, exactly. From towing an ICE vehicle that he knew was an ICE vehicle with a tow truck that's marked. Gosh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, it's time for Rescue Natural Supplements Labor Day Sale, the ultimate celebration of savings and well-being. And right now, all Rescue supplements, they're slashed up to 75% off, plus enjoy free shipping. Whether you're searching for immune support, joint care, heart health, or a youthful glow, Rescue has health essentials for everyone. So take a break, celebrate your workplace achievements with savings on a probiotic, omega-3s, multivitamins, and a lot more. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. You'll speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Celebrate Labor Day. 25 to 75% off again. All Rescue products are slashed up to 75% off site-wide. No codes needed. All you have to do is just call or go to res-q.com. Get this Labor Day deal today.
Hey, my name is Nee Addy, and I'm the Chief Marketing Officer of Philo, the TV streaming service that puts its audience first. What does that mean? It means no hidden fees and no long contracts. It means 24/7 customer support with real people. And it means the easiest and most affordable way to watch the stuff you love to watch. Live TV from networks like A&E, BET, Nickelodeon, and Discovery. All the groundbreaking blockbusters from AMC+. A huge library of movies and shows on demand that you can stream now or save to rewatch for up to a year and fast forward through commercials. We even have more than 100 channels that are always free, even if you pause or cancel your subscription. And the best part, TV shouldn't break the bank. So all of this is just $28 a month when you sign up at philo.tv. Check us out risk-free. That's philo.tv.
At Verizon, lock in a low price on the best 5G in Philly and be the best you. Check where your ride is for your trip into the office, get that almost impossible dinner reservation, and save big with Verizon while you do it all. Switch today and pay $50 a month for a single line. That's right, just $50 a month when you bring in your phone on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Stop by your nearest Verizon store today. $15 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Rankings based on route metrics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
When you need to know, depend on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Governor Shapiro meeting with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle to try to hammer out a budget and SEPTA funding. Philly theaters are still struggling to get audiences back at pre-pandemic levels, according to a new report. And Eagle star Saquon Barkley has a new turkey hoagie at Wawa called the Saquon Hoagie.
Get the latest anytime on KYW News Radio, now on crystal clear 103.9 FM.
You've never needed us more.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Weather sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union.
The quiet weather pattern and comfortable conditions remain in the forecast. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with low humidity, high temperature up around 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low 62 for the city, 50s out in the suburbs, and another very pleasant day on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high 82.
Save more and spend with purpose when you open a First Harvest Credit Union growth checking account. Earn as high as 2% annual percentage yield while enjoying flexible access to funds. Visit firstharvestcu.com/growth checking for details. Membership restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting live from the Piazza Auto Group Studios. Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, time to your Dano show. So over the years, Dan and I have used this betonline.ag. Josh Barton, the guy's name, is some pretty funny stuff, like what are the odds that Omar will be president? Well, she can't. She's foreign-born, but somebody like that. Jasmine Crockett. Now they're saying they've changed the odds on whether Trump will finish his second term.
Oh.
They were 3-1, which those aren't great odds.
No.
Now they're 1-1 because over the last 72 hours, the amount of money they say that has come in, millions and millions of dollars, if they made it 3-1 and he didn't finish, they'd be out of business. So now they're making it 1-1 odds. Who's going to take it at 1-1 odds?
No one.
Right.
Get out of here. No.
Yeah, I'm going to have to follow and see how that betting is. Even 3-1 odds are ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they were before the recent, oh, he's dead, that Democrats were putting out.
How ridiculous is that?
Yeah, I could see an odds of, 1,000-1, maybe 100-1, potentially. You know, that's all right. You want to put down $10, 100-1. But how do you go now to, it was 3-1, now it's 1-1. They just announced, we can't continue with the 3-1. He's got something wrong with his ankles. There's that. But we don't know of anything else. This is just, look, I'm not enamored with his golf swing. I've said that, but that's not something that's going to kill you. I'm not buying he's hitting a ball 270. Andrew and I went over that yesterday, the hypotenuse, the parabola, and all that. I'm not seeing it.
A lot of geometry. He's still really good at it, though.
Yeah, he's very good. Yeah, there are various things, senior tournaments and all that, he can play. And the granddaughter plays on Miami's, probably like a +2 handicap, which is really good. And she's got to have it rough, though. Imagine trash talk. She's Don Jr.'s daughter and Trump's granddaughter. Oh, my God.
So just a side note, essentially what they're saying is Trump has a better chance of not finishing out his term than Schwarber had a chance to hit a home run in yesterday's game.
Is that you mixing FanDuel and
Ben? Yeah, it was +210 for a home run for Schwarber yesterday.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I just don't, this just shows you how even the smart money buys into this Democrat scare that was out there. I mean, what makes them so jumpy? And now they're, recalibrating by going 1-1 to calm things down. Are these idiots? This is Trump derangement syndrome. Anybody that's betting 1-1, they're betting their sentiment. They hate him. They think he's going to be stopped somehow or another. And that's that. I mean, if you bet $10,000, something like that on that, it's crazy talk. Biden finished his term. Now, he gave way of not running again, but he finished out his term. Just think of how decrepit Biden was and is and all that. and he finished out his term. What are they banking on? What's the mystery here? It just shows you the massive deception. We'll continue to follow this because it just makes no sense. All right. Frank in South Philly. He's next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Dom. How are we doing today? Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Frank.
Hey, listen, Andre Bocelli.
Yes.
The famous opera singer. That's one of the questions that you're asking, right?
The famous Andy, yes.
Yes, he's very, very good in opera singing.
You think anyone calls Bocelli Andy?
hey, buddy.
Andy.
Sing me a tune. Yeah, sing me a tune, Andy. Come on. Yeah. He's pretty high ticket. I don't think he goes anywhere. I think it's like a $500,000 a night or something.
There.
Crazy. Yeah.
I listen to him when I have a little glass of homemade wine and listen to his music because I enjoy him singing.
A nice night of gabagool, homemade wine, and Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, that is correct.
Hey, Frank, Dan doesn't know this, but Ro and I have been inside Frank's kingdom down there in South Philly.
Have you?
Where he makes, he has his big assembly line.
Did you see
food.
Like the hanging meats and everything?
Yes. Well,
wow.
We showed up a day late.
No, it wasn't hanging meat. That was the superstar coming out of the oil. The buckets of oil that I have.
I just said gabagool several times, Dan. But we showed up a day late, and Frank was such a gentleman. You're like, what the hell is going on here? Bro, just barges right in there. Yeah.
And then I was telling him about the event that we're going to have at the 2300 Arena over there, which it's called Sagra 25. And then we're going to have 6 wineries here, 4 breweries we have so far committed, and also all the food and the open bar, bar there and everything else. That's October 19th.
I love
that. We're going to hold it at the 2300 Arena down here.
Old ECW Arena. Look at that.
Yeah, that's it. Let's have some wrestling.
I got an idea for you there. You should team up, Dom, with the guy that runs the Italian American Hall of Fame and do a yearly Most Italian Philadelphian. And do like a whole thing around it, and maybe we can award Frank in South Philly as the most Italian.
Frank ought to be in the Italian American Hall of Fame.
I'm also involved with the Christopher Columbus Day parade inside with all the concessions and stuff like that. We have my cousin
him versus George Paquetto for the most Italian Philadelphia.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be down there for this one, Frank. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're waiting to hear when the Frank Rizzo statue.
Yep.
As to what ground they're going to put it on. It has to be private ground, is what I understand.
Well, Frank, thank you. Andrea Bocelli, without a doubt.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. We'll know first. George Paquetta will let us know, I'm sure, of that. But Frank is just an unbelievable guy. The assembly line of all the stuff you put together. Didn't stop her right in there.
He invited you over to show you his meat, huh?
Well, yeah. We're supposed to go on Saturday. I don't know how we got confused and we went there.
Oh, this
Sunday.
Is something recent.
Oh, yeah. Within the last 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I won't say how big and vast he is in South Philly. For South Philly, it's unbelievable. The land and the flags and everything else. And he built it pretty much
himself.
He's
a grocer, right?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's just like
the whole family.
In retirement. Making meats.
Yeah. The whole family does that stuff. Okay.
Take that thing out. Unhook it.
It's 855-839-1210. We talked about this with Medicaid, but starting today, to be on SNAP, you have to prove that you belong on food stamps. I'll explain. Keep those Andes coming too, one sort or another. 855-839-1210.
Hey, it's Nick. Join me on the first Wednesday morning of every month for 1210 WPHT's Veteran Spotlight, a program where we shine a spotlight on one outstanding local veteran in partnership with the Travis Mannion Foundation, celebrating their remarkable commitment to community service and their exceptional service in the military. This week, we are honoring Josh Jabin, United States Marine Corps vet, and his contribution to the veteran community. Presented by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com.
This is Jonathan Cans, third generation owner of Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Have you been procrastinating in getting your furnace or AC replaced? Well, stop procrastinating because right now you can get up to $2,600 in rebates and up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. But don't wait. These rebates and tax credits don't last forever. Act now because before December 31st, you can get them. After, you can't. We are your how to save money experts. Contact us today at marvinecans.com. That's marvinecanze.com.
PIAC.com.
Prioritize yourself and make your dream of an attractive, healthy smile a reality at PI Dental Center. The professionals at PI Dental have been transforming patients' smiles for over 38 years. Board-certified specialists, Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, perform complex dental makeovers with their Teeth in a Day protocol, where dental implants are placed and restored with fixed teeth in just one day. It's time to invest in yourself. For a smile that's monumental, trust PI Dental. Visit PIDentalCenter.com.
Fargo, your virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Fargo is only available on the smartphone versions of the Wells Fargo mobile app. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Your home equity could vanish almost overnight, stolen by scammers who forge a deed and transfer it out of your name. The FBI calls it house stealing, and the worst part is you may not know it until it's too late. Find out if you're already a victim now at HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code RADIO for a 30-day free trial, a title scan, and access to a title specialist, a $250 value. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now. Promo code RADIO.
There's a reason that potato chips don't come in a clear bag.
There's only 8 chips in this bag.
That's why. It's only about 2/3 full. The rest is air. It's a lot like opening up your 401k at retirement. You get about 2/3 of it, and the rest goes to Uncle Sam. Jim Cipriotti at the Retire Ready Financial Group can help. His tax mapping process can help forecast what your tax bill will be in the future, and that way you can build a strategy now to potentially decrease your tax bill in retirement. In other words, more for you and less for Uncle Sam. Call today for your complimentary retirement tax mapping report, 610-894-7415. That's 610-894-7415. Or find them online at retirereadyfg.com. And get Uncle Sam's greedy hands out of your retirement.
Hey, you've had enough.
With a complimentary tax mapping report from Jim Cipriotti.
Investment advisory services offered through Retire Ready Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through James V. Cipriotti, Retire Ready Financial Group, LLC, NPN number 2083768.
Be sure to follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show, Damn It to Hell, Helm, and Andrew.
Where do you want to send me, Dom?
Yeah,
jeez.
That's right. The side question today, an all-time Andy, Andrea, Andre. Of course, we know about Andre Zita. Keep that Zita coming, Andre, down there in Brigantine. Great stuff. We had it, 4 times this summer already?
Why do you travel an hour and a half for Big CD?
And Andrew, you can weigh
in. What commentary is that on Rose cooking, Dom? Come on.
She might be listening here.
That's what I'm saying, though. You don't go and order something your wife makes for a restaurant.
I was impressed with you yesterday until you revealed when I said summertime and the living is easy and you started all the burning leaves and wearing sweaters for fall. That was it. You're out of the family business.
Sorry.
That's bad stuff, but... You ruled that you shouldn't see a movie at the shore either, right? Along with Henry. You went along with the crowd.
Yeah, I don't think that is something... I have done it. I've seen a movie at the beach.
Okay.
The only reason we did that was because we were bored out of our minds and we couldn't do it. Like, we had been on all the rides,
okay.
we had eaten our food, and so it's like 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. It's like, what do you want to do? Let's just... go see movie. I don't think that's what the beach should be for. The beach is supposed to be, you're going down to the shore, you're having fun at the beach, you take the kids, they go in the water, then you go to the boardwalk and you do all that stuff. And then after you do all that, then you should be tired enough where you have to go home. If you're still looking for stuff to do after
that's a great point.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I think we saw a 9:45 Naked Gun, and given the genre and given everything else, I thought it was very good.
Go to a nice rooftop bar in, you know, North Wildwood and the inlet there.
Have we've already
cocktails
done that.
Looking over the lapping waves. You're paying. Well, I don't know how much you're paying, but people pay like $10,000 to go for a week at the shore. I'm not going to go do something that I can do easily here in Philadelphia.
Well,
and go see a movie.
But it's a time thing.
You were at the beach for a while, though, right?
A week.
Yeah. If you're at the beach for a week.
Yeah,
you do have the extra time. Like you want to do something, you're looking for stuff to do. You know
exactly. Well, Ro wanted to see a movie.
Liam Neeson's good.
So what, you go in Ocean City on the boardwalk there?
Oh no, there's a new place, the Cape, where they have pool tables too.
Oh really?
I'd be happy to demonstrate to you at any point. And they turned. It was just a movie.
All right,
house
so you're not
there.
Walking in off a boardwalk into a dark theater.
No, no, it's a
not talking to any. Okay,
no,
so there's like a whole thing.
Facility.
Makes
and
it a little better.
Nice.
Coming out, this kid buttonholes me, and Rowan says, he was serious too. First, I thought he was just being fresh. Would you two agree this was in the fine tradition? Did it carry on the tradition of the original Naked Guns? I'm like, what the
Wait,
heck?
What?
Yes, it's like after 11 o'clock at night. He wanted to know.
I think that's fair, though. So he's asking someone who might have lived the initial experience of Naked Gun whether or not this kind of head captures the same magic. Is that what he's going for?
I think it's better because I didn't like the original stuff. It's grabbing at stuff. I think this was pretty funny. There's a couple bits in there that they repeat throughout that are very funny. Really well done. It captures the vibe of it.
And Liam Neeson's actually good in the comedic role?
Yes.
Wow.
Although too much of the comedic role is Liam Neeson throwing people around. You know what I mean? That's what they're going to
do.
Like
the physical humor rather than the...
And look, I saw, and this is not meant to be sexist, but Pamela Anderson without makeup on one show. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
In this, she has makeup, the whole thing and all. Uh-huh. It's pretty startling. So, yeah. There's a good chemistry between the two. Really good.
I'm happy to hear that. And you like Paul Waterhouser as well? I really like that actor. He's the heavyset individual.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was very good in that role. Yeah.
Played Richard Jewell back on that.
I think it's a good film.
Clint Eastwood
movie.
It's
silly, but it captures the flow of it very well. Okay. Let's take Kevin in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Kevin, good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Kevin.
Great. So real quick, brain drop. You had previously mentioned gratitude.
Yes.
People in recovery are taught that. It's amazing how much that people are in recovery are learned and to be gracious and appreciate love and life, right?
Yep.
So there's that.
It's one of the most underrated. You know, my other, I now asked you if you have one, Kevin. My underrated emotion of all, though, is relief. You go into a doctor, they say, get out of here. Nothing's wrong with you. Relief is so underrated.
I take your word. I haven't seen a doctor in 20 years. So I just...
Probably should go, Kev.
Religion. Hey, gregstockersocks.com.
Yeah.
Yes. And hat tip to Frank, Andrew Bocelli. So mom won Mystery Movie Clips and took dad.
Okay.
And it got canceled. It's when he got sick. And then they weren't able to go see him for the redo. So they saw him for an hour and they were like, it's amazing. It was so incredible. So now with my Andrew, you're going to love this because I will explain it. The Love Gov, Andrew Cuomo.
Did you, before you explain, did you see the Sliwa? Sliwa's great at this. He said Cuomo's good for two things. Let me see if I can get it. I lost the line here. So you say yours. I'll think of the exact Sliwa line. Yeah.
Well, while you wait for that, why don't we hear from the great Joseph Elliott?
He said slapping tushes and killing grannies.
Exactly, right. I was saying groping and killing. So he's the top.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do I win?
All right, we'll put you on there.
Remember, Greg Soccer Sucks.
Thank you. Yeah, Sliwa. And Sliwa will come on
song.
Now. He's just going national here. It's disappointing.
Murray actually shot back saying, no, he's got a lot of national to do today. He's unavailable.
Okay.
Like, come on, Curtis.
Yeah.
The Love Dove. Mario's dream boat. Italian sun.
I still have not met up with Dawn. No, not Dawn. Why am I blanking on the lead? Not Dawn. Frankie, it'll come to me. It was a weekend thing. But coming up, Jack Cittarelli at 1:30 here. Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Oh!
Yeah, Wildwood did honor him.
Did you? And, you didn't meet him?
It was no. It just didn't happen. But
you didn't tie Taylor.
He still might come on this week, so we'll see.
Ooh, I'd love
and
that.
It was a big turnout for him. All right, Jack Cettarelli. A lot happening in the governor's race, including new polling that indicates, just as we know, that this is closing by a lot of points, 13 points in 1 month. The original poll was bogus. This is going to be close. But we still have guys, posers, one of them a radio host, who just won't endorse him, calls Cettarelli a bad guy or something wrong with him, that kind of thing. If we win this race, it gives energy into the midterms. The narrative becomes Jack Cettarelli, Trump, conservatives turned Jersey. If we don't, because I think they're going to win in Virginia, I'm being honest with you, I'm not a hack. You know, if she pulls it out in Virginia, wins some Sears, I'll be surprised. Got to win New Jersey. All right, all straight ahead. Jack at 1:30, Talk Radio 1210.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
I'm Jalen Hurst here for One Donation. If you're a fan of saving money, listen up.
Now until September 30th, buy two windows, get two free, plus zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 years. Trust Window Nation. Get your free estimate now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them you heard it on 1210 WPHT.
Don't pay more than you have to for new windows. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Hey, Dawn Stensland here. Whether you're hitting the beach or cruising through the city this summer, why not do it in style? The Honda Summer of Performance event is going on right now at my favorite Honda dealers, Yaza Honda. And now's the time to get behind the wheel of a new Honda Civic, Accord, or CR-V with unbeatable leases and low finance rates. But hurry, these summer savings won't last. Drive to Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield. Do it today. Shop online, PiazzaHonda.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Dom time. Dom Giordano. Weekdays, noon till 3 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
All right, it's the fall, people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.